Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey there, this is KYW's Dave Uram. Your Eagles take on the Colts Sunday at 1 o'clock at the Link, the return of Carson Wentz. I previewed the game with Hall of Fame football expert Ray Dittinger. Ray, we know what the headline is. It's Carson Wentz, number 11, making his return to hopefully fix the Eagles' problems from the first two games. But the question is, how much should we expect?
Well, you're right, Dave. I mean, it's all anybody's talking about now is the return of Carson Wentz. And I think that Doug Peterson hit the right notes when in his press conference this week when he said, look, we can't expect that Carson Wentz is going to come back here and win these games all by himself. It's been a long time since he's played, and you have to expect that there's going to be a little bit of time getting readjusted and reacclimated, especially since the Eagles are right now a little short on playmakers on the offensive side of the ball. I really do think this comes down to a team effort. I mean, all the attention and all the pregame focus and all eyes will be on the quarterback, and it should be. I mean, Carson Wentz is back, and that's what everyone's been waiting for. And I expect he's going to come out and play well. But the question is, what do people expect? And the fact that he's going to come out and just do this all by himself, it can't be that way. The offensive line has to contribute, and especially the defense has to play much better than it did in Tampa.
Okay, well, the defense is facing the face of the Colts, Andrew Luck, who's had his own injury history. What kind of threat does he still pose?
He looks really good. In looking at the tape of their first two games, he looks like Andrew Luck again. And I really do think that already in just two games that the Colts are showing the benefits of having Frank Reich as their head coach. I mean, Frank did a really good job here as offensive coordinator for the Eagles the last couple of years, and he's already begun to transform that Indianapolis offense. I mean, they're a lot more diverse. They've got a lot more motion and a lot more formations. And the quarterback is getting the ball out a lot quicker. They're moving at a higher tempo, and it's all working to make Andrew Luck pretty effective. He's turned the ball over a couple times through the first two games, but he's completing a high percentage of his passes. And T.Y. Hilton, their leading receiver, I think is one of the more underrated players in the league. And for an Eagles team that gave up way too many big plays last week, they're going to have to be mindful of T.Y. Hilton.
What's your prediction for this week?
I think the Colts are a real challenge. I thought they played really well in beating Washington down in Washington last Sunday. I don't think a lot of people probably, I think, thought this game was going to be an easy game, much the way they thought that the Tampa game was going to be an easy game. I think what people are learning is that there are no easy games in the NFL this year, even when you're defending Super Bowl champs. But the Eagles did not lose two in a row at any point last year, and they play very well at home. So I would expect them to come out and win this game. Might be a little struggle early while Carson Wentz kind of gets himself reacclimated, but I think they'll wind up winning this game, and I'm going to say 28-17.
Sounds good, Ray. Appreciate the insight as always. Thank you for the time. We'll chat next week.
Always a pleasure, David. Take care. Bye-bye.
You can hear Hall of Famer Ray Dittinger the last weekday morning before an Eagles game and the first weekday morning after an Eagles game at 8:15 on KYW News Radio 1060 or using your mobile devices with the radio.com app.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.